Bayfield High School valedictorian Victoria Goki Rindall dropped more than a few jaws last Saturday during her commencement speech. She said Native American students are made to feel inferior because of their culture, even though they make up the vast majority of the student body.
Even though we are 80% Native American, we have to almost check our Indianness at the door.
A member of the nearby Red Cliff Band of Ojibwe, Goki Rindall says a tipping point was when students who practiced smudging, cleansing themselves with the smoke of burning sage, were told they couldn't come to class. On Monday, 15 students walked out of class in protest. Bayfield School Administrator David Aslan says the smell upset people with allergies, but they're working on putting together a first-ever smudging policy in the state.
I do view Victoria's speech and what happened with the school walkout on Monday as examples of the fact that, well, we've got some good work going, we still have some work to do.
Aslan says 14% of their teachers are Native American, and they're working to recruit more. And this week, they held their first meeting with Red Cliff elders. Meanwhile, Goki Rindall says it's been difficult since her commencement speech.
I've taken a lot of heat for it, but I am proud of what I did. Even though I've lost friends and people in my community are coming against me, overall, the support I have is so much more, and I'm taking a step towards the right thing.
Goki Rindall will study at Marquette University after earning a Gates Millennium Scholarship. She wants to be an orthodontist and return to Red Cliff to practice. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.